Hello everybody, this is Apostle Brian Burke, and this topic is about understanding the Garden of Eden. It's very powerful. I was just thinking about a teaching that I just heard by Jesse Duplantis, and he was talking about debt. And he referred to a scripture in the Bible in Romans where Apostle Paul was talking about that you should not owe any man anything but love. Meaning you shouldn't owe any person anything that will cause strife or confusion or whatever in a relationship, but what you should give is love. So looking at the space of where God created the heaven and the earth, if you go back to Genesis chapter 1, and looking at Genesis chapter 1, and even if you look at my website ministry, at ByronBurkeMinistries.com, if you look at the background. I know a lot of ministries, they have backgrounds where they may show the cross and their faces and stuff like that. But the reason why I felt led to put the picture of the globe, because that takes you back to the beginning of the conversation of Genesis. Okay, so let's look at this. So in Genesis, I'm just moving around right now. So if you can, go to ByronBurkeMinistries.com. And I'm actually going to go to Bible Gateway right now. And I want to read this as you look at the scripture. Because sometimes you need a visual for the scripture to pop out at you. Alright, so in Genesis chapter 1, and, Genesis chapter 1. Okay, so I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. And so Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth." Okay, so now if you're looking at ByronBurkeMinistries.com, you will notice that there's a picture of the view of earth. Okay, so you get to go back to the beginning, to go to the foundation of the context of the framework, so then it brings more sense to you. Alright, so in verse 2 it says, "The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters." And verse 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Verse 4 says, "And God saw that the light was good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it, and God separated the light from the darkness." But we go down a little bit further to, you know, looking at the space of after he did that, let's go down to verse 9. "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be collected into one place of standing, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." So now look at the dry land. That's where you and I are standing on the earth. Alright? But again, we're still, you're probably saying, how's this dealing with debt and understanding the Garden of Eden? But in the Garden of Eden, there was no debt. When God created all of this stuff, let's look at verse 11. "And God said, let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees yielding fruit, whose seeds in itself, each according to its kind upon earth. And it was so." So you go to verse 12, it says, "And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind, and God saw it was good, suitable, admirable, and he approved it. Now, looking at Garden Eden, God created everything. Everything that will be needed for man or human beings to come forth, everything will be provided for. So, in the original design of the Garden of Eden, or i.e. the blessing, there was no debt. God never intended man to be in debt, because God provided everything beforehand. Perfect example. So let's look at when you were born. Okay? When your parents, how much did you have to give your parents in regards to them to feed you, clothe you, care you, bathe you, you know, take you to school, buy you clothes? How much did you give them? You gave them nothing. You had no money. Okay? But your parents or siblings or whoever, your guardians, whoever was there to take care of you, that was an example of God showing that your provision is there. But somewhere in the space of this, because we're still on earth and everything, somewhere in this space, the issue arose where you actually have a debt. And that's when man, when the fall of man, that's when man had been removed from the Garden of Eden and then took on this thing called debt. There was a loss. Keep it right there. We're going to continue this conversation shortly.